Purity Part 2. Avoiding Sin. In order for one to seek purity effectively, you must first be able to identify sin. Sin is anything which goes against God, His law, His will, His spirit, or His commands. To disobey God is sin. Therefore, obey God. Let those who love me obey my commands, and give heed to the leading of my spirit. For the two are in agreement. It is written, God is love. And if I am love, then obey me as I have loved you. Remember my decrees, and obey my commandments. Reveal to every onlooker that I am indeed your first love, and I alone deserve your worship. From Do not be tempted by the world, for its ways lead only to blasphemy and sin. Thus says the risen Lamb. Therefore, as I have unleavened all men by my sacrifice, in the same way must those who live in me crucify their lives daily, bearing their cross after me. For the first 6 days of the feast shall be for a physical representation of my command to you. You are forgiven. Now go out and sin no more. Be then separate from the ways of this world and the churches of men. And be for me a strange and peculiar people who remain in my love, even as I kept the Father's commands, and remain in His love. From Unleavened. The Ten Commandments. God's Holy Law. To break any of the commandments is a sin. Therefore, keep the commandments. And God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them, or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents, to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. For the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses His name. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them. But He rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male or female servant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Exodus chapter 20 verses 1 to 17. Therefore, this is how you shall know the children of God. They keep the commandments, and have the testimony of Yahushua the Messiah, who is called Jesus and Christ. For if one comes and has the testimony, yet seeks not to keep the commandments of God, he is a liar, and shall be found as such in the day of the Lord. And if one comes, saying, keep the commandments, yet has not the testimony of Yahushua the Messiah, this one also shall be found a liar. From Thus says the Lord by the Spirit of truth, obey the commandments. Also see, Revelation chapter 12 verse 17, Revelation chapter 14 verse 12, and 1 John chapter 2 verse 4. For I have written the law in the hearts of all men. All are able to discern right from wrong. Thus they choose to rebel. They remain in their sins. For I have indeed written it, even on tablets of stone, and within the heart of man, and within the pages of my book, it is made plain. Thus they are without excuse. For I am God alone, the righteous one. I alone am holy, just, and good. I alone have divided right from wrong. I alone have established the law, and define what is sin, Behold, I expose the darkness, and bring all hidden things into the light. For I alone sit as judge, the only faithful and true witness. From I shall correct and discipline all those I love. Therefore keeping the law is a reflection of my own spirit in you. For anyone who says, I am in the Lord, and he is in me, while forsaking the law, is a liar, and will be found as such, in the day of reckoning. For I am who I am, the same and unchanging, nor do I stand divided against myself. Yet my children do continually use my name and that gift given them, as a sword, by which they attempt to justify their sins, which I hate. Desecration. Thus until the day be fulfilled, let those who do wickedly continue therein, and let those who seek righteousness walk therein, until the harvest is complete. But oh, how blessed are those who have received of grace, and seek to please the Father by obeying his law, and teach men so. Grace and the law. From, you shall not use grace as a sword, by which you attempt to slay the moral law. Shall my people reach toward heaven with their hands, while their feet continue to tread the wide path which leads to destruction? And how shall one who loves me take my hand and walk beside me, with one foot on the good ground and the other in the grave? Therefore, knowledge must increase, and sin decrease, to enter the kingdom of heaven. For one who is under grace bears fruit of the same, and the one who kept the law of the Father revealed that grace by works. So then, grace is first and everlasting. Then comes works, the first works done in faith, even the first fruits bore in your lives, which is to love the Father and one another by keeping the law, says the Lord. From grace and the moral law. For it is written, and remains standing, that one cannot be crowned unless they strive lawfully. My son, I am the fulfillment of the law, the very goal at which the Torah aims. Thus all those who embrace me are freed from the curse of the law, but by no means are they now free to forsake the law. Rather, let the law be written in your heart, for now you are under grace, and by the power of my own spirit are you now able to keep the law. Beloved, come to me and receive. Let me wash you and make you clean, that you may now arise and walk in my ways. From, blessed are those who overcome for my name's sake. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, and give heed. For thus declares the Lord, one commandment broken, are all commandments broken. One sin committed in the Messiah's name, are all sins accounted to you. One sin repented in his name, all are forgiven you. For I know your thoughts, my children, even your innermost intentions, and I know whether or not you are fully converted in your hearts. And though you may lie to yourselves and bear false witness in the sight of many witnesses, nothing is hidden from the eyes of God. Every lie exposed, every heart laid bare, in the day I rise up and judge the earth. Come to me therefore, in sincerity and in truth. Humble yourselves in the Messiah's name. For he is the true light, utterly void of darkness, the only way to follow the truth absolute. By him alone shall you walk into everlasting life. For only those who walk in him shall find me, and only those in union with him shall know me, says the Lord. From transgression. Other sins. There are sins which are not specifically listed in the Ten Commandments. They are more subtle, and thus easily dismissed by some. However, all sin requires forgiveness, no matter how seemingly large or small. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians chapter 5 verses 19 to 21. These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look. A lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked plans. Feet that are swift in running to evil. A false witness who speaks lies. And one who sows discord among brethren. Proverbs chapter 6 verses 16 to 19. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1-5. All sin is sin, and requires forgiveness. Repent, and ask for forgiveness, and it shall be given. Thus says the Lord. It is the penitent man who shall know God, and penitent you must be. Die to yourselves daily. Cast off the skin of this world, and walk with me as I am, and not as you would have me be. Beloved ones, do you long to obey? Then obey. Do you wish to stay clean? Then stay clean. Doubt is your enemy. Doubt is a stone of stumbling at your feet. For I tell you the truth. One whose faith has come to completion, having received the full revelation of who I am, will not sin. For only the face of the Holy One is before their eyes. Beloved ones, only one is without sin. The Son of Man. Yet the desire to sin is still within you. And now also the truth. And so the battle rages. Therefore, beware. For doubt leads to disobedience, and to disobey God is sin. And the penalty of sin is death. Yet I have overcome death, having written your name in the book of life, from the very foundation of the world. What is left then? Only the death of sin itself, and the passing away of death. Beloved, cast off your sins. Depart quickly from temptation, and to the accuser, turn a deaf ear. For I tell you the truth. Evil has lost its grip on the redeemed. Therefore, hear my words, and also do them. Give heed to my speech, and embrace all I have given you. Drink deeply from this cup, and be created anew, says the Lord, your Redeemer. From a stone of stumbling. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity, and passing over the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in mercy. He will again have compassion on us, and will subdue our iniquities. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. Micah chapter 7 verses 18-19. He who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 13. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7. My son, I died for the forgiveness of your sins, those of today, yesterday, and those sins of tomorrow. Yet man does continually stumble over his flesh, being tempted in a world filled with sin. And so he must continually come to me, and even 70 times 7 times shall I cleanse him and lift him up. From born again. Thus says the Lord to his servant Timothy, your sins are forgiven you. Today's, yesterday's, and yes, even those sins of tomorrow are forgiven those of a sincere and penitent heart. For by the blood of my only begotten Son, are you made clean. By his shed blood are you made worthy. By his suffering are you purged, and by his stripes are you healed. Therefore, one who asks anything in the Messiah's name, in accordance with my will, shall surely have it. Starting with the forgiveness of sins. From the promise. My son, I carried the infirmities of all those who came to me in faith. In the same way, I carried their sin, though I had no part in sin myself. I am completely clean. And because of this, all who come to me in sincerity and in truth are clean also. My son, I carried the weight of the world's sin to the cross, and crucified sin through my suffering. The penalty of sin abolished, as I fell asleep. The victory established for all time, upon my rising. For I am, and will always be, the perfect Lamb, without spot or blemish, given up for many. The restoration of all things, says the Lord, from without spot or blemish. For my grace descends upon all who repent in sincerity and in truth, and my Spirit dwells within those who keep the commandments and testify to my glory. Therefore, my Son, receive of me. Then will that which you seek become clear. For your heart's true desire cannot be found in the world. Seek God. From seek the Lord, and He will open the way. Follow me. From Yahushua HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear. Listen closely and take my words to heart. All you who call of yourselves Christian, I ask you, do you really love me? Then follow me. Beloved ones, listen closely and take my words to heart. All you who call of yourselves Christian, do you really love me? Then obey my word. Follow me. Beloved, listen closely and take my words to heart. All you who call of yourselves Christian, do you really love me? Then heed my voice and come out. Follow me. From follow me.